Hare Krishna. On the sacred occasion associated with Srinivas Acharya, let us contemplate on his distinctive, unique contribution to the Gaudiya tradition and to our life. Srinivas Acharya is in the generation of Gaudiya devotees that marked an explosion of devotion all over Bengal and Orissa. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, he inundated Bengal, Orissa, and wherever he went with Krishna consciousness. And after him, the next generation was the Goswamis. And after him, the next generation, after them, the next generation was these three great souls, Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Pandit, and Narottam Das Thakur. So they went from Bengal to Vrindavan, were trained under the Goswamis, especially Jiva Goswami, and then they came back and they spread Krishna consciousness everywhere in Bengal and Orissa especially. So Srinivas Acharya is also most famous for his pioneering role in the first book distribution party. The Goswamis wrote their literature in Vrindavan after putting in great labor, doing painstaking research, and the Nana Shastra Vicharane Kanipuno Sadharma Samsthapako. They studied numerous literature and brought all the essential insights of bhakti together in their literature. And at that time, because there were no printing presses, whatever they wrote was the only manuscript. And because Vrindavan was close to the headquarters, Delhi, of the oppressive Islamic rulers like Aurangzeb, so the devotees were apprehensive, and for greater safety they decided to have those literature transported from Vrindavan to Bengal and Orissa, where they could be kept under safe hands. As they were going through the kingdom of a king named Bhiram Bhir, now this king had a person who could look in a sort of crystal glass, and he could tell who this king was. Actually a bandit, and whoever would go through his kingdom, if that person had a lot of wealth, this magician, this seer would be tell, and then the king would go and plunder. This seer told that when this party of Vaishnavas was going, they have got such a treasure that once if you get that treasure, you will not need anything more. And what happened? He went and the devotees were carrying these books in their trunks. At night when the devotees were sleeping, he along with his bandits, they swooped down on the unsuspecting party of devotees and took away the trunk. And when the devotees woke, they were devastated. The only copy of all the books the Goswami is lost permanently. Sometimes we write an email, if it's a long email, and suddenly the power goes off or somehow the mail gets deleted, we feel irritated. Oh, so much time, I'll have to write it again. But imagine, the Goswamis have written for decades and decades their books, the only copy, and the authors are no longer on the planet to rewrite. Yeah, so Srinivas Acharya, as the leader of that party, felt utterly devastated. And he resolved that even at the cost of my life, I will do whatever it takes. I will get those books back. But he didn't know where to search. You know, how was he to act as a detective or a recovery agent if he didn't have any clues? So he went, and that time Bhagavad Katha was going on. And the Bhagavad Kathakar did not speak properly, so he corrected him. And although this king was a bandit, at that time the religious culture was such that everybody, for them, the primary entertainment was Harikatha and Harikirtan. So even that king had come and was hearing the Bhagavad Katha. So when Srinivas Acharya corrected him, the king was impressed by his elegance, by his effulgence, by his eloquence, and he invited Srinivas Acharya to come to his palace. And Srinivas Acharya spoke about Krishna, glorified Krishna, and transformed the heart of this king. And when the heart was just transformed, the king surrendered his life and asked his spiritual master, I want to become your disciple. please give me some service. And Shivasacharya thought, this is Krishna's arrangement. And he said, these books have been lost in a trunk. Can you please help me to find? And the king was embarrassed as well as delighted. Embarrassed that he had caused such a distress to his spiritual master, and delighted that he would be able to promptly do the service that his spiritual master wanted. And he entrusted gave all the books back to Srinivasacharya. And Srinivasacharya jubilantly returned back to the community of devotees to hand those books. So through this pastime, we see that even when disaster comes for devotees, when they are doing service to Krishna, that disaster can become an opportunity for greater service and greater success if the devotee perseveres with determination. If Srinivasacharya had become depressed, dejected and defeated, then they would just have lost everything. On the other hand, if Birambir had not stolen the books, then the devotees would have passed through that kingdom and the king would not have been delivered. Rather, the king now became delivered, and through the delivery of that king, he inspired and made his whole kingdom into Vaishnavas. So in this way, through Srinivasacharya's example of unflinching, determined devotion, we can learn that whatever obstacles come in our service to the Lord, if we persevere, those obstacles will become the pathways to greater service and greater success. And Srinivasacharya himself has led his whole life devoted to the Supreme Lord. And we can pray to him for his mercy so that we can also have similar determination and devotion, following in his footsteps in some small way in our lives. Thank you very much.